91.3 KXEI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station, and I talk to them a little bit. I ask them about their plans for the future, what they're working on in school, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Cheyenne Grabiak.
Yep.
What are you working on? Are you working on any labs?
I work with Dr. Marty Lindsay at the Southwest Environmental Health Sciences Center Community Engagement Core. So it's a mouthful. We do a lot of outreach and engagement with tribal communities. So I do less of the bench science, and I do more of the field where we actually go out and engage with communities. Basically, environmental health education. So we'll do outreach events where we go and we'll have a table and we just educate the community on environmental health topics that they're interested in.
What are some of the topics, for example?
In Arizona, one of the big ones that we do is asthma and allergy. And so we have...
It's a dusty place.
Yep. And we do a lot of, you know, different posters, different activities that really get the kids engaged, and it gets the elders engaged too. So there's that interaction intergenerationally as well.
How many events do you go out to?
During the school year, we're kind of limited because most of our workers in the office are students. So during the school year, we'll probably do maybe two a month. But then during the summer, we usually have about five a week.
It's like you're promoting awareness.
Yep. We work a lot with the tribal communities in Arizona. That's our biggest population that we try to work with.
Out at an event somewhere.
Yeah.
But then you also have like a place.
But we have an office, and then we'll do specific events where the tribal community, or just the community, we call them science cafes. In the science cafes, we bring in researchers instead of having them lecture, and it's more of a discussion with the community. So the community is actually asking them questions, and they're engaging with the researchers.
People that come out to the science cafes, you get like a broad variety of age range?
Yeah, we usually get anywhere from youth into, we'll get elders sometimes that come out to these cafes.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
Plan is after I graduate to do law school here at the U of A.
Oh boy.
Yep. I think it'll be worth it. Once I finish, to go back to Navajo Nation and work there, hopefully doing maybe policy development.
That's big time.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you want to do that?
I want to give back to the community. I want to be able to take what I've learned in my education and give back and be able to do something with it.
Well, that's only the best reason ever.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to music?
I listen to music all the time. I usually listen to it like on my way to campus, in between classes, when I'm doing homework. It helps a lot, especially the reading and writing.
What kinds of things do you listen to?
I listen to everything. I guess I go through phases, I guess, depending on usually if I'm watching, like maybe if I watch a movie or TV show. So yesterday I watched a movie and there's a lot of blues. So today I've been listening to a lot of blues. I've been watching a different TV show called Vikings. So I've been listening to a lot of heavy metal.
Oh, sure.
Yep. I listen to just about anything, depending on what the mood is.
You fit right in here at KXEI. Thank you so much for coming down to the radio station.
Thank you for having me.